do begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. Today, my guest is Miraj himself. What's up, dude? Thank you for joining me.
What's good, bro? Thank you for having me.
First of all, I just gotta say thank you for that fucking bong rip.
Oh, yeah, of course,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, man, it's been a while.
Always, the tree is something you share, you feel me? So, yeah, I typically carry a bong because I don't like smoking joints.
Ah, okay.
And I don't like smoking blunts at all, like, no tobacco at all. And I feel like, I don't know, the joint is just, like, so much... You know, like, it's still burning, the smoke's going, it's like, you're wasting some weed,
dog. Yeah, you know, I have thought about that many times. I'm just like, it makes me feel bad.
Yeah, it's the immigrant in me, dog. Like, I'm not an immigrant, but my parents were, so it's like, those fools are like, don't waste it. Don't waste it, so.
Especially something like flour, like, you know?
Yeah,
like
it's just something, I don't know, it's like more ritual, if anything.
Exactly, yeah. I feel like there's a ritual aspect to it, at least from my end. I know some people are like, man, you smoke too much weed. But I actually don't.
You be drinking like three sodas before dinner? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
yeah.
I think what's like the bong at least, right? Like, it gets me to where I need to get to. I can do it 2 or 3 times a day. And people are like, that's so much weed. I'm like, fool, you're smoking a whole eighth in a blunt sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I have homies, you know, like the little hood kids who just like, I'm going to put 3.5 in a blunt, dog, and roll up a backwood. I'm like, you're just wasting so much weed.
And they're already all stoned. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, dog. Like, I'm like, you can't. I mean, can you get much higher? Yeah, I think you can. But I think there's a limit to what your body can take, right? Like, smoke is still bad. Yeah. For you, the plant is good for you, but I think everything in moderation, you feel me?
Like, at least for me, and I've been smoking maybe for about, fuck, I'm 33, maybe like 12 years, and I never really gave a thought to it until more recently, when I was like, okay, man, it's been 12 years, like, it hasn't had any effect on me, like, long term, that I don't necessarily feel, but, like, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do think, like, fuck, you know, sometimes I do get a little forgetful, or, like, you know.
Yeah, I think it's everybody, though.
It's like, normal, right?
Yeah, I think so. Like, even your parents forget when they're fucking tired, you feel me? Like, I think that has more to do with what feeling you're enhancing at the moment.
Yeah.
You feel me? I think that's what weed does, right? If you're already anxious as fuck before you're about to smoke, you're about to have a fucking panic attack. You feel me? Like, or I think the only mood it could change is if you're mad.
Yeah, you're immediately like...
Yeah, you're like relaxed.
You let it go and...
If you're worried, you're just going to be more worried and then you're going to go into this black hole and, you know. But yeah, no, I think, yeah, it's just like, bro, like just, I don't know.
But like you said, moderation is an important thing. Like with anything, right?
Anything. You could even drink too much water and die. Like,
that's very true.
Like that lady who tried to win, what was it, like an Xbox One back in the day?
Oh, she did? Yeah, that was just like 10 years ago, maybe. Less than 10 years ago.
Sheesh, the internet, dog. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, shit fucking flies. Now, right before the, our podcast, I was kind of bringing up the some meme about some skeleton, right? And I started seeing, you know, there's new reports that the Tyrannosaurus Rex, you know, now they have feathers or their skin is like fucking fluffy, kind of like chickens and like the animals now. And on top of that, they might have lips. And I went to the fucking Natural History Museum with my son a few months ago. And we were looking at the fucking, all the fucking skeletons and the remains of the dinosaurs. And you're there, you can't help but feel like fucking, I don't know, like there's something about it that you're like, holy shit, this is history, man. Like this is our fucking history.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy fuck. And then you have this picture of what these dinosaurs look like now with the information that's coming out, it's kind of hard to accept because you're like, nah, it's the fucking T-Rex from Jurassic Park. You know, that's how it looks.
Yeah.
But the meme that I was referring to is like the skeleton that they show is this fucking ferocious ass looking skeleton with some sharp ass teeth. And then there's an illustration of what we think it looks like. And it's like this fucking mutant Tyrannosaurus Rex. But in reality, it's a hippo. And I was like, dude, that's hilarious because, you know, sometimes a lot of the things that we think we know we don't, and it changes as more information comes out.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's going to change the perspective of stuff. But at that point, it's like, do you really want to accept it? Kind of like when they said that Pluto wasn't a planet anymore.
Yeah. It's the cognitive dissonance that people have to like grasp on. And I don't know. I think it's just like one more thing to talk about. You feel me? While everything else is going on. But... Like, I don't know. I went to college, did the whole bit, and it's just like, how much information can you really know, right? And sometimes it's a gift and a curse because you don't want to stop knowing something, but then you can't... Like, it's this weird level of consciousness that you reach, right? And the more you know, the more, like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Those two things go hand in hand. Like, you look through us and, like, you really think this is it? Like, you really think everything in front of me is the story that they tell you and mm-hmm. that is like to be true? Like, who, then you think, who does it benefit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, like we were referring to it, like there's these systems in place regardless of what part of the fucking you know, power structure they look at, that there's always going to be a need for somebody to be on top. You know, mm-hmm. you know, as humans, we have the need to seek a leader out. Like, there's just something about us having to have, or somebody tell us what to do, in a sense. Like, even if you're alone, like this fucking strong, independent person, somewhere in your subconscious, you're like, fuck, I need some guidance. Like, I need, which way do I go, right? Like, you still question yourself, and yeah, you might find the answer yourself, but you still seek a higher and a power to fucking help answer what you're fucking looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I would be interested to see like how that came about, because I feel like people from before, and I talked to like a lot of indigenous folks, the way they see it is they're guided by the earth. They're not guided by a person, mm-hmm. right? So I want, like, I also think that that's part of always, you know, trying to see who's the leader and who's on top is like this ranking system that we create. And then we're, you know, it's like bullshit sometimes. I'm like, bro, like... Why? Who gives a fuck if who's better or not? Like, mm-hmm. did we all get the shit done or not? Like, I think cohesively, I think if you look at how you pushed a boundary, and that goes across everything, right? Like, music doesn't mean much unless you pushed boundaries that helped many get on or be inspired by, like, mm-hmm. right? Like, those folks really don't focus on who's best, who's this, who's that, and just push and shift culture, right? So it's like...
Hmm, I see.
When did that start? When did we start ranking people?
Mm-hmm. So like, who put this together, right? Up until now, society is just based on these rules that we've all agreed for some reason to be like, oh fuck, this is, we have to get to work. We yeah. have to do this. We got to get the machine moving. Yeah. And if it's something that a lot of us decide to stop doing, what happens? You know, are they gonna step in and we're like, get back in line, or can we all agree to just stop this fucking machine and do something different?
Yeah, I think you could also play within the realms of the system, right, to like benefit you. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, stress leave is a thing, and you get paid for this shit. Like,
the way that what?
Stress leave. Like, oh, yeah. If you get stressed the fuck out uh-huh. from your boss because they're so pushy, so this or like that, your deadlines are like crazy, insane, right? Say you work in an office, you're working on projects, mm-hmm. and there's just like, it's insane amounts of work that you need to get done. It's just like, bro, I'm a human. I also need to pause, take a break. Like, yeah. you could get on stress leave and get paid for it.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't fucking know that.
But, like, you know?
Yeah.
The more you know. But, yeah, I think everybody should take a break, fool. Like, yeah, I'm looking forward to the break that I take at the end of this year. Like, I'm trying to maybe the last three, mm-hmm. 2 months, because I've been going. It's already fucking March.
Yeah.
I already see it's April. Like, I'm booked for March most. No, I'm booked for April, I mean. Like, it's already April, right?
Yeah.
So I'm already booked for April, then May. Kind of like, I already know what I want to do, like major things mm-hmm. for the whole year. Every month already has a song that I'm going to drop.
Nice.
Doesn't have the visuals for any of the projects that I'm releasing yet, but it's just crazy how fast time is fucking moving.
Right. That's now. Crazy. I think especially when you're planning things out like ahead of time, like, oh, yeah, I have this event happening, or in fucking May I'm doing this. Time just seems to condense itself and be like, hey, we're 2 weeks is only like fucking 2 days in your mind, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like fucking crazy. Oh shit.
Especially when you work a 9-to-5, like,
yeah.
I feel like that's the crazier part, like, of being an artist who is still working class or middle class, like, even though we know like middle class doesn't really exist, right? Yeah. What is middle class? And then at the end of the day, you look like you have to be making like $250K to live comfortably in America.
Hell yeah. And that usually comes from working full time, or if not fucking full time plus.
Plus. It's the, I mean, and then again, we're still playing into like mm-hmm. a bigger game, right? But yeah, it's just crazy how fast time's moving, how fast information's moving. Like, talking about the whole dinosaur shit is just like, think about it. It's not that much like far beyond, like in 1800s, there wasn't a lot of motherfuckers giving a fuck about this. Now, geology being taught in like the classroom is a new thing, like, mm-hmm. right? It's not that old of a thing. Like, hip hop is only 50 years old.
Yeah,
think about that.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's just one fucking person away. Like in terms of like, you know, somebody's lifespan, that's just a fucking adult right there. What the fuck? There's one human in the whole fucking history of everything? Hell no.
Yeah, it's a blip. Think about like also like the cost of living, how fast that shit moves, right? Yeah. Like everything is moving at this crazy ass speed. Crazy ass speed. Like middle class, back in like what, the 90s was probably like 45k. Now middle class is like 150k. Like,
hell yeah, dude.
Shit is bananas.
And it's there's no way they haven't shown a way that the classes can keep up, you know, and like everything's moving fucking at the speed of light, but nothing has been made, or there's no movement yet that says, hey, we gotta fucking get in at the same speed, you know?
That's because the class system is not meant to do that.
What do you mean? Like,
it's not meant for anybody to like move, like,
oh, shift. Okay, I see what you're saying. Like, it's for you to stay.
It's to stay or suffer from, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's why we have affordable housing only exists because we have homeless folks, right? Mm-hmm. Homelessness only exists because we have a whole, the world is for sale, right? Everybody talks about like, oh, America is a business. No, the whole globe is a fucking business, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, yeah, who, like, at the end of the day, it's like, there's people who get left behind and you make money off of. Like, money will always find a way to pimp out poverty.
Yeah.
Always. Always. You can get fucking, you can use, like, food stamps at fucking Jack in the Box food. Like, that shit is crazy. Dude. You think they want you to survive? Fuck no.
Nah, yeah, that's what I've been seeing that. And that's, like you said, it's, you know, it's a form of help, you know, air-cooled help. But at the same time, like you said, it's a way of, okay, you're going to get comfortable in this position.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you here, you know? And that's what they fucking want.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want you fucking thriving. You know, they don't want you to move up that ladder.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned earlier, like, wherever you go, there's still, like, and it's crazy because it exists even in the animal kingdom. And I know people are like, well, we're not animals. But, okay, we are fucking animals, yeah. people.
We just have what we know as consciousness to ourselves. And we communicate to ourselves just in every which way that dolphins,
yeah, and, right, all these animals, we just can't understand talk them.
Exactly, like, that's why, like, I think what they say, like, dolphins are smarter than people think.
Yeah.
Like, they're like out here plotting on us and shit. Like, imagine
it's a Simpsons episode.
You're 2050. It's like the Rick and Morty episode where the dog started taking over.
Yeah, it's a fucking mecha suit.
Yeah. But you just see dolphins just blasting us the fuck over while we're over here worried about Bitcoin and all this shit going up and down. But nah, it's crazy. It's just and this still all, like, this conversation we have is just like all information. Like,
yeah.
Just overload of information.
Yeah, that's how it feels every time I have to record a podcast. It's like, how do you fucking take all this information that's blasted at you from everywhere and pick one thing or two things to fucking talk about? You know, I'm like, dude, fuck. That's that's fucking, that's too much.
Yeah,
but you know, we still gotta find a way, I think, and I think that's what obviously keeps us going. Like, humans just have the tendency of wanting to keep surviving. They keep fucking adapting to these fucking new things.
Yeah,
sooner or later we're gonna adapt to whatever, you know, happens in between the classes and whatever happens like subculturally.
Yeah, no, it's crazy because even like people who are quote unquote oppressed, right, through this, you know, social political system that we have in the U.S. I'm not going to say America because that's, you know, people are always like, it's America. I'm like, ooh, there's three Americas. But, you know, there's, you know, we live in this country and then, like, it just depends on what the fuck you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But there's that information overload for sure. But I think what's cool is that we make our subculture, right? We're now creating subculture with all these things and information that exists, right? Yeah. Like, little brown kids back in the 50s weren't talking about like trauma, like generational trauma, food, like none of this. So it's kind of it's dope to see. Information is either good or bad depending mm-hmm. on how you use it, right? Like, now learning that, like, telling kids to finish their whole food even when they're full is like not a good thing. Like, now we're realizing that, but that comes from a history of poverty and not having enough, so you never know when you're gonna not get your last meal.
Yeah,
but now exactly. We know where the fuck it's gonna come from, you know. It's like, yeah. So it's just like, it's funny, bro. It's funny.
Yeah, dude, we're fucking weird. We're definitely really weird, and that's what I really like about analyzing about us, because even myself, right, like, this may sound weird, but sometimes I'm in front of the mirror, like, after I wash my face in the mornings, and I just stare at myself and I'm like, holy fuck, here we go again. Here we go.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. I think for me, that's that. Ever since I started fucking with psychedelics, like, it's just hard to, like, not see through certain mirrors. I'm like, I don't have time for bullshit, fool. Like, tell my girlfriend, like, I'm a musician. I'm busy. Like, you know, I'm this month I'm super booked, which is a blessing, but you know, like some I just for the majority of the time I'm just like, why do I have to prove that I'm good at this XYZ? Why do I have to like work to live? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. So for me, I just rather stay inside and just like analyze that and like put a plan to it too, because I think again, part of it is like the conditioning of information, right? There's certain information that's meant to be conditioned so that certain things can keep going and working. But for me, it's just like, all right, now that we know that, is it the illusion of information that tells us this, or is it information itself? But it's also now a trickier world, right? Where you can pay to create information.
Hell right? Yeah.
Like all these data points that Fox has are all paid for to like only have surveys in like Ohio. Of course, these motherfuckers are gonna vote a certain way.
Exactly.
And then CNN only takes New York and Cali people. And of course, we're gonna answer a certain way. Yeah. If we, like, it's just funny how you can operate and create information the way that you want. Then you start getting into metadata. Then you start getting into like, you know, all these other things, like 2FA, right? 2FA is another story. Uh-huh. Like, all data.
Even the KYC stuff, too. Like, that shit kind of scares me because people are really against it. And for people who don't know what KYC is, I forgot the acronym for it, but it's basically a form of identification for yourself online through, like, I want to say it goes through, for sure, crypto stuff. A lot of crypto websites have started using it. But it's basically to prove that you are who you say you are. But at the same time, they're collecting, you know, your license information. So they basically just pulls up your database, you know, whenever they need it. So I definitely think it's
called Know Your Customer.
Know Your Customer. There you go. And it makes sense. But at the same time, like, you know, people say, like, they already got your data. But, like, come on. Now they have your fucking biometrics with your face ID and, like, all this fucking touch ID shit. Like, bro, they know who you are and they're gonna find you.
Yeah, that's what I tell everybody. Everybody's like, stop buying shit digitally. Did it? I'm like, fool, your credit card's digital. You just don't know it. Also, if you have cash and like certain ideas are funny because I hear people debate, like, you need paper money. Paper money's good. Like, you still need to have it. I'm like, yeah, but I could also see where you don't, right? Like, a motherfucker comes up to you and takes your shit. You're not gonna be like, I got this money, so how do you can take this instead of this? Like, nah, motherfucker's gonna eat, grab your shit, and it doesn't matter, bro. If Armageddon pops off, like, that's what I told my brother. My brother loves to, like, wear jewelry, and he has a lot of gold. He goes, yeah, but, like, I could, like, if I have to, I have it stored, and I could sell it, or it's something that I'll be able to trade with people. I'm like, dog, if I have a fucking family and a house, and I could grow my own shit, and you're throwing me pieces of metal, you're out your goddamn mind. You're thinking that I'm going to, right? If a stranger, if I only had enough to feed family and for them to be healthy and sustainably, like, you think I'm going to let other motherfuckers eat? Like, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right? Like, my duty is my family. That's how I feel about it, right? If you're born into a certain thing, that surrounding thing is for you to take care of.
Yeah.
If you can take care of everything else, then, you know, it's like, what is it? Maslowian's hierarchy of need. Like, you figure this shit out first, figure out the other existential shit, then you can do it. But
I get what you're saying. Actually, I want to pull that up. What was it called?
I think it's called Maslowian's hierarchy of need. Maslowian. Right, it's like, I think the first is like, you need water, air, and food. Second is you need shelter. It's like different things you need to take care of before you can take care of XYZ.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I think I've heard something similar. I know some people give people who are talking about him shit, Jordan Peterson. But there's this, he has this book, I think it's called The 12 Lessons of Life or something like that. But one of them basically talks about, you know, sometimes you got to start with the small doable shit around you and fucking outsource from there. Like, sometimes it's just fucking waking up and doing your bed.
Yeah.
And people wake up and like, fuck, I'll do it later. But like, okay, starting to do something like something small like that, something at the macro, at the micro scale, or what, is that micro scale or macro scale? Micro, right?
Yeah, micro.
Yeah, and then it goes into the fucking macro. It just fucking gets bigger.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, but yeah, it's something kind of like that, and it's, you know, it's forms of thinking that can help you kind of start breaking habits and shit. But Yeah, I mean, again, we're tricky as fuck. We can easily get manipulated into doing things.
Yeah.
Like, I can trick myself into trying to, maybe, if I wanted to go to the gym all the time, I'd be like, I gotta go. And eventually, I'll trick myself into keep going, and it becomes a habit, right?
Yeah.
But I'm manipulating my own self, so it's like, fuck. Yeah, I remember when I first found out that, I took my first psychology class in college, and I was, like, mind blown, because, you know, I just fucking came out of fucking high school, and I was like, what, psychology? Have these classes, and you learn, like, fucking, how do I say, just how to observe people, right? You start learning how to analyze people at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's at that moment, you know, at least for me, where I was like, holy shit, I can kind of learn how to read the room now. Like, this person's acting based on so and so, and you kind of learn how to, you know, once you master how to kind of pick up people's energy and kind of, not that I'm a master, but, you know, have an idea how to approach them, you become like this new level of fucking, like, I don't know, fucking meta human in that space.
Yeah, it's another level of consciousness for sure. Yeah. I think, the more you, like, it's, again, it goes back to the more you know, right? But I think, at the end of the day, it's like, once you start mastering those things, I think the second thing that you can try to master is your emotions.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people aren't good at.
Hell yeah.
Even the people who say, I'm not emotional. I'm like, why are you raising your voice every time you keep saying that?
See,
that's an emotional based response, whether you like to believe it or not. Like, you know, it's like things like that. A lot of the homies say they're not emotional. I'm like, not who, you're emotional.
And they happen to be guy homies?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, fool, go watch a fucking America's Got Talent. Like, all the emotional videos, cry for a little bit and you'll be good, dog. Like, sometimes you just need that release. Like, but a lot of, I think that's the reason why a lot of men have heart attacks.
Yeah, that's a fucking high fucking percentage.
You don't release that stress, what do you think is going to fucking happen?
Yeah.
But I don't think you can rely on women to relieve that stress. Like, sex alone is not going to solve that shit.
Now
you got to figure that out.
That's a deeper thing there, yeah.
Yeah, and vice versa. Like, women who think that they're releasing through sex, like, yes, it's one way to release, but it holistically is not the, like, you got to feed everything else to, like, relieve that stress, right? Like, sometimes you gotta work out to relieve some stress, sometimes you gotta stretch out to relieve some stress, sometimes you just gotta drink some fucking water. All right, like, there's all these small things that you do, but it's like, foods are overloaded with information that you can't even start off with the basic information like that. Like, hell, bro, yeah. I'm like, what? I have homies come up to you like, hey, I'm like, fool, did you drink your fucking water today? I don't give a fuck about all that. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about any of it. Like, did you drink water today at all? Did you eat anything green, fool? Are you going to shit the next 3 days or not? Like,
you're going to be all fucking constipated?
Yeah.
Man, that's a great way to put it, dude, because, again, that water shit, man, kill me. Real quick, I brought up the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, or hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
And it says one of the hierarchies is the self-actualization. And refers to the realization of a person's potential, self-fulfillment, seeking personal growth and peak experiences. And I think that's one of those things, you know, at least for me, I've been steamrolling, like, all these different experiences over the last 7-8 years. You know, I just had things happen to me that I personally feel like they were fucking life shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've kind of embrace the idea of just fucking trying new things. Like, I don't know if you've seen this movie called Yes Man
with fucking Jim Carrey. Yeah, that shit was funny.
Yeah, so basically,
fucking old women. I can't say no.
Well, yeah, let's say that movie was basically like loosely related, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Anyways, take it how you want, people. Anyways, but since then, right? Since this
can't
this
say yes event, to everything. Yeah, no, but go ahead.
You're putting me on the spot here, man. point is that I've been trying to, you know, kind of steamroll into these experiences where I push myself into new things that maybe I wasn't comfortable with. And just for the sake of knowing that I experienced it, right? Like, fuck, I hate this thing because I don't want to be here. I feel nervous. But that to me has been an experience that, regardless of how I feel about it, it still kind of shifted something internally and fucking, you know, I guess spiritually for me, like, fuck it. I did it. I hated it. I liked it. I did it. Right. I went to punch in. I would have never imagined myself going to a ballet. Right. I fucking went to a ballet. I was like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
I got fucking, you know, took some whiskey shots, took a fucking joint. Dude, I was watching ballet. It was amazing, bro. It was beautiful. Just seeing the human body just fucking
contort to do all that shit. Oh my god.
Yeah. And then I saw Cirque du Soleil too. Like,
how was that?
Dude, that was a fucking mindfuck. That shit felt like I was on shrooms and I wasn't on it. Like, it was crazy. But again, like the idea that the human body can just do all these things so flawlessly sometimes and making it look so easy, you know, and it's just fucking trips me out. Again, just the adaptability that humans have in all forms of their fucking physique and fucking mental states, you know?
No, it is crazy, bro. Like, I think even for me, I think that happens now. Like, every year I have like these 4 months that I don't work out and I can feel it in my body. But this, I've been consistent throughout 2023, right?
Nice.
Like movement, whatever the fuck it is. Go up the stairs, walk, go movement, anything. It doesn't have to be go to the gym. But I feel my body changing. Like before, I used to gas out just going up like 4 or 5 flight of stairs. Now it's like much easier because my girlfriend lives in a 3-story house. So I'm constantly going up and down. So it's like, you know, like your body can do more than you think it can.
For sure, right?
Like, I think it all needs sleep. Like, everybody needs the basic things. Like, you need to sleep to be able to do these things. You need to do all these things. Like, but like, fool, you like fools look at like Joe Rogan. They're like, oh, he's so flexible. I can't be that. I'm like, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Just start stretching every day, or start doing something small that can eventually lead up. I think we just try to do too much at once. Like, fools be going to the gym, just jacking up, and then they're sore for 4 days. Don't go to the gym for 4 days. It's like, food down, small baby steps, then you get there, then you get there, then you get there. But I feel that more so now also with my music, right? I used to be like, man, nobody's listening to my shit, like I need to be on this show. Now I'm like more booked than I've ever been in the last 5 years, and it feels good. And I'm making the best music that I think I'm making for the last 5 years as well. Making better music than I was making last year right now at this time. But it's just super crazy how fast that shit moves. If you apply small things to do what you need to get done.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. I like that you said that, because it is just an accumulation of small things that eventually, like a fucking snowball, right? It starts little one, and turns into a big ass one, and you're tearing through fucking towns and shit. People are running from you. Yeah, dude, it's fucking trippy, and it's like these little things that you're like, man, that totally makes fucking sense, right? You just keep going. I started walking. I moved in with my girl a few months ago, and since then I've been consistently walking our dog. And it's, you know, at first I was like, man, I don't want to walk the dog. I'm tired, man. But eventually I started going. Now I enjoy it. He's getting exercise. I'm getting my power walk, my steps in.
Hell yeah.
And then from there, I'm warmed up to go to the gym and at least do a mile or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But again, it's, you know, I started feeling better. I can do longer walks without getting tired.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure that's how a podcasting shit works, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I took a whole fucking year off last year, dude. So, like, right now, I'm just, like, peeking my head out again. People are like, who the fuck is that monkey? And they're like, you know? But slowly but surely, you know, people are going to be like, oh,
but
fuck,
even before that, like, I'm sure you know, because what episode is this?
This is episode 83.
Right. And that's like in itself, like imagine when you were in high school, would you have ever thought that you'd be this many episodes in a podcast?
Hell no.
Right. Yeah. Like, and even then we have, you know, the Long Beach Social Experiment in the house. We got Mega Man.
He's in the fucking house in the background.
This, we got like 200. You're at like 290 almost, or 1300 total episodes. But for the social experiment,
596.
You see, like that's fucking crazy.
That's fucking work right there.
Right. And like, that's fucking, you know, work. But yeah. And then also, like, you see shit just getting better and better and better. It's easier for you to hold the conversation.
Yeah,
for sure. As before, back then, sometimes you might still be shaky because you don't know who the fuck you're talking to, and you're trying to gauge the room real quick. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think at the end of the day, like, fools just need to talk. Like that's that's all, like, even for certain problems to exist. Right. Like, just talk through it. If you just can't like me and I can't like you, that's cool. Mm-hmm. But at least we had the conversation to get to that point.
Yeah, yeah. You both have an understanding that you don't come to any understanding. Yeah,
but it's like, I'm not going to throw putazos just because you don't like me. It's like, nah, fool, I just don't like you. You don't like me. Yeah. But there's a, you know, some mutual respect as a human being. But a lot of fools don't do that. And it's crazy. But imagine if they did, right? You know, little by little. I think that goes beyond too, even in my way of thinking, is like talking to the homies or talking to anybody who's in my vicinity when we're having conversations. It's like, I'll challenge you the way you think, not because I hate you, I don't like you. It's just like, I think everybody should be challenged. And sometimes I have to gauge it too. Like some foods don't like to be challenged. All right, cool. I'll draw back a little bit. But I'm the type to like, I don't know. My girlfriend challenges me a lot in my way of thinking, especially when I think of like certain things, right? Certain things like she likes to park right in front of the store. I don't. And but then she's like, you know why I do that, right? And at first I didn't. Now I realize that, yeah, you're a woman. You want to be where it's lit most of the time. Or is men raping women most of the time at night? Like statistically speaking, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to think about that because, yes, men get raped, but not at the same rate.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really rare chance.
It's a rare chance compared to, but now I know that because I just talked to my girlfriend and talked about that.
Yeah.
But even with your homies, like, you know, certain homies need to be checked sometimes.
Yeah, no, sometimes, yeah, you got to get humbled out, you know?
But I also sometimes need to be humbled out. I don't have a problem with it. The thing is, a lot of people, I think, is egos get in the way of like, just trying to be better. Like, there's a lot of shouting matches, even with, like, YouTube shit, right? You see, like, all these men having podcasts and, like, yes, I get it. You're passionate about what you feel, but everybody's being disrespectful to everybody.
Yeah. There's just a lot of fucking division and hate, and I think a lot of people are aware of that right now.
Yeah.
Like, there's just nobody, everybody's on edge. Like, it's just, there's just tension until you kind of sit down with somebody and break it down and be like, hey, you know, I'm just a person too, man. I'm just trying to get by, you know?
100%. And
then that's when you're like, all right, cool. You don't have to, again, you don't have to get along with everybody, but you're like, hey, I know where you're coming from, type of deal. We know we're in the same fucking, you know, game, in the same fucking planet.
Yeah,
fuck it, let's just keep doing our thing and just, you know, don't get in people's ways, you know, just help support when you need to.
100%. And just do better. I don't know, there's that concept too, right? I think even like, and not to bring race into it, because I mean, we live in a fucking racial separated world, right? And this is me speaking from what I see, right? I think, what was it, like some years back, like some white girl didn't get into some college, and she was saying that all the people of color who went to that college were costing her opportunity, and then they saw her GPA, and like, your GPA was ass, your SATs were ass, you just weren't good.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, you just weren't good, and I think, you know, like, there has to be some level playing field. There also have to be some places where equal playing field means more resources to certain people, right? Like, I, in college, right, what I saw was a lot of wealthy white folks, right? They had the upper hand because they could do tutoring. They could have all this money pumped into, like, a bunch of shit. Yeah. You have nice things. You don't have to worry about certain things as a kid, as opposed to some kid in the hood who has to worry about shootings, single-family household, like, all these external things. Is like, bro, that's not an equal playing field.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all. But, like, certain people will get butthurt, like, oh, how could you give these people so much more money? I'm like, you said you wanted an equal playing field. What the fuck does equal mean at the end of the day? Like, really mean, right? What? And I always go to that, right? Like, what does equality really mean, and what does freedom really mean? Those are the biggest questions that I always go back and forth with. I'm like, freedom should be you, like, not worrying about nobody but yourself, and not having to worry about anybody doing harm to you, right? I think that's true freedom. You could do whatever the fuck you want so long as you're not harming other people. You can harm yourself all you want. Like, that's to your detriment.
Yeah.
But so long as you're not hurting anybody, but everybody's like, you know, people attack women because they're women. People attack men because they're men. People attack gay people because they're gay. People attack trans people just because they're trans. But it's like, fool, like, does it really, like, what does that do to your life?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think there's a lot of energy being spent on, like, again, all those negative aspects of what is being pushed on us. And it is being pushed on you. You know, it's, again, it goes back to the internet, to the information that's being sucked into it and fucking put into it.
Yeah.
And until we can fucking break through that and really find a way to, you know, just bring more, you know, it's cheesy, but love, you know, you need more love, you need more embracing, you need more support, you need more community. that's what is missing from all this stuff, right? So
100%.
You know, I've heard a bunch of other places podcasts, but like, you know, one thing that might unite us is a fucking alien invasion, right? Fucking
I think we're fucked. Yeah, we're past beyond that. Who, I don't think aliens are gonna come here. They think we're dumb as fuck, bro. Why do you think they've never really seen everybody? It's because they're like, why are we gonna waste our time invading these fools, having them be slaves for what, dog? Like, we got technology that can figure this out for ourselves, right? I think we're barely tapping into AI. People are scared of AI. I'm like, I'm not scared of AI. I'm scared of who's touching that AI. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing. For sure. But it's, again, it's the mirror to the human, right? Like, I'm not afraid of money. I'm afraid of who holds that power in the money, right? Money is just a certain thing to trade and to like barter, but you can also barter time, right? Like, money is just something that we measure in time to a certain aspect, right? Like, I think there's like this country, this native place somewhere out there that like they carry stones and they trade stones. But the stones, I think it's in Guam. I think I want to say Guam. But the stone is their currency. But the worth is not the stone itself. It's the journey that you took to give the stone. Right? So you could say, oh, this stone made it here, 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 here. Here, what are you going to trade me? What's worth the journey?
Okay, yeah.
Right? But I think if we go to like, what's worth the time? If I give you an hour... Like, right, like human, like homies who do podcasting, who do all these things, right? Imagine you have a podcast with a poppin' artist in exchange for that interview. They just ask you for time spent for you to do shit for them, for their tour, project, whatever it is. They're like, you know how to interview. Can you interview me about my next project? Fit these questions and we do a Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like trade, like legitimately trade just services and time, because like we can trade money all we want, but at the end of the day, who's benefiting off of all this? We're still gonna have to pay tax. No, I'm kidding. We're still gonna have to pay taxes on that money, right? But are you gonna tax me for services? For services, there's no way you can track that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And there's too many of us for the government to know. They know where the fuck we're at. They just aren't gonna know what we're doing at all times.
Yeah. Not yet, at least.
Not yet, at least. Damn near close, but we're not that important.
No, for sure.
We're not that important to, you know, like, maybe, you know, down the line.
They're looking you up right now, yeah. Mirage.
They're like, oh, this was crazy.
This guy knows too much.
Jesus! Yeah, he went to college. Fuck! Yeah, no, it's like, I know right now, I don't have much, you know, maybe if I spoke like this, and was like at a height, you know, I think like people like Kendrick probably do. That's why they fuck off. Right, let me make my money, and then nobody knows that they're secretly funding all these things. You stay under the radar, you're chilling, bro. Like,
I know, huh?
Smoke your weed, you're chilling. Like, they're not gonna give a
fuck, man. Well, Mirage, thank you so much for coming on. It was a fucking blast. And it's not going to be the last.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely not.
If people want to find your music, if they want to listen to the latest stuff that you've been releasing, what's the best way to reach
you? Yeah, you could follow me at _MirageMusic on IG, Mirage Music on YouTube. And then my metadata, I'm trying to get that up for Spotify and Apple Music. But I'm going to release a song called Motivation. That's MOTAVATION, like Mota and then just Vation. And then if you just search that up by Mirage this Thursday, it'll pop up and you can follow my artist page. But the easiest way to get to my artist page is through that IG. That's _MirageMusic. And yeah, I'm everywhere. We're set to release Motivation for April. And then we have a song every at least one song every month. You know, maybe one or 2 months we're going to have two tracks pumped out. But yeah, we're just pumping out music. So.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's gonna be exciting.
Hell yeah. All right. Sounds good, man. Well, thank you for coming again. And everybody, go fucking follow. Late.
Sheesh. I've been smoked to escape all of my daily problems. I just need to slow down. Think of how I could solve them. I'll admit that I'm more mature than back before. Getting faded as a youngin' while lying to my mom. Told her I was at the church when I was puffing on that strong. With the homies.
box the whip. We were ripping on that bong. Now I'm dropping other seeds, pouring water to these words. Watch it all slowly grow as it come up from the earth. I'm not slanging any stress, homie, I know my worth. I'm that strong top shelf, these other rappers is mid. This that 90s rocket power, auto twister and squid. Used to think we were the dopest when we were just barely kids. Mi mama, no quiere que fume la marijuana, but it's true. Bring me peace, it help me with all my problems. It's the art of happiness, the words of the Dalai Lama. And I'm highly motivated, yo siempre le echo ganas. And I get high. Yeah, we grew up on that OG, bought it from an OG. Back when all the fools was sipping Mickey's, never OE. When we had to keep the joints and the blunts real low key, we hid it from my parents and we hid it from the police. And now they got a shot in almost every corner, and everywhere in LA you smell aromas. Back then they locked the black and brown, and now rich white folks sell it by the pound. Used to call it dope, now they call it cannabis, tricking off the poor. Man, this shit is really scandalous. Suburban moms on the covers of some articles. These folks really stole another pot of gold. Mama, no quiere que fume la marijuana, but this tree bring me peace, it help me with all my problems. It's the art of happiness, the words of the Dalai Lama. And I'm highly motivated, yo siempre le echo ganas. And I get high. Mama, no quiere que fume la marijuana, but this tree bring me peace and help me with all my problems. It's the heart of happiness, the words of the Dalai Lama. And I'm highly motivated, yo siempre le echo ganas.